Welcome to our morning show on WRCO Radio. I'm Phil Nee, and we're here with some friends from River Valley, and the River Valley District Administrator Lauren Glassbrenner is in the studio with us, and you brought along a whole bunch of friends today, Lauren.
Yeah, I'm really lucky. We brought a great group of kids along today to give you a little bit, a taste of the great things that River Valley has to offer over at our high school, and we're just excited to be here to talk with you today, Phil.
Yeah, and the students that represent different groups and clubs.
These are members of our high school chamber choir. When I was here a couple months ago, Hank Bray talked about some great music that he had heard while he was officiating over at the high school, and I wanted to make sure that we brought him back so that you yourself could experience the same thing.
Awesome. So there are a few members of the chamber choir here today. So let's turn it over for them in a patriotic way to start our morning show today. Go ahead, students.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still.
Play ball.
Yeah, that's right.
It's about that time of year. Awesome job, students. We appreciate you coming in here. That is impressive.
It is impressive. And I try to say this every time I come, Phil. I get the luckiest job in all of the school districts in Wisconsin because we are the best rural school district out there in River Valley. I'm just so proud of the great work that the kids do, the teachers do, and we're just lucky as a community to have so much talent in our midst, I guess I would say.
So you kind of hand-selected the students that are in here today with
us. Well, no, I called over to Schenker. That's Becky Schenker to everybody over there. She's our high school choir master, I guess I would call her. And I said, hey, I'm going to take a group over to the radio, pick out some people. Again, we've got Junior here, Caleb's here, but we also have a lot of seniors representing. And these are people that are part of a chamber group that kind of are just some of the examples of excellence that we have over at the high school. But I'd love for them to be able to introduce themselves if they could, and then just kind of talk about where they're going next. Many of these kids in a couple months will be leaving River Valley and stretching their wings and flying off to new places. So I'm wondering if that's okay.
Sure. All right. Maybe pull that microphone over there. We'll talk to the student council president, first of all. Good morning.
Hi, I'm Leah Drakenberg. I'm a senior at River Valley High School, and next year I'm not sure where I'm going yet, but I plan to major in sonography, which is ultrasound.
Awesome. And your days at River Valley have gone really quickly, haven't they?
It has. The past 4 years have really flown by. They say the days are long, but the years are short, and that's really true. Especially this past year has just really flown with all the activities and stuff, but I'm really excited just for the end of the year.
You were involved in girls basketball, weren't you?
I was not this year. The past 3 years I was. Addie was involved in basketball.
Okay. Stay pretty busy, though. And, the last 2 months of the school year, everything's kind of packed in there for you,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. And earlier this year with the school musical, that was really busy. And then this year with scholarships and then spring sports starting up pretty soon.
I'm always impressed how your musical, you know, it's like first come, first serve. Like it's sold out like a Taylor Swift concert or something.
Yes.
So it went really well this year.
It was really successful. Yeah. Really good turnout. Really great shows. Good community feedback. So it was just a great time to give kind of a different type of show to the community. And I think it was really well accepted.
So how is the student council involved? I know River Valley is up for referendum this year. The student council doing some things to help out there behind the scenes?
Yeah, so student council has been pretty involved with getting the referendum up and going. Mr. Glassbrenner reached out to me and Jacob. Jacob's our treasurer for student council about if we would want to be involved at all. And I had a couple meetings with him and he just kind of went over some different questions. And since then, we've done two different school assemblies, an AM and then PM assembly, where we went over, we handed out some pamphlets and really just informed students about what's going on so then they could take that information home and kind of inform their parents about what's going on if their parents weren't up on what's going on. So yeah, it was just a great time to inform and give some different handouts and show what's actually going to be changed.
Some of the students will be old enough to vote too, right?
Correct. Yeah, especially mostly just the senior class. I'd say there's probably 50 that can vote by April. So yeah, that'll be cool that we can finally vote and give our voice.
Pretty important there. So are you getting some positive feedback from the student body?
We are, yeah. I think especially after we gave those two talks, a lot of students didn't really understand what was in the referendum. So I think that was really helpful to kind of explain and with pamphlets just to show. And since then, I think there's been a lot of positive feedback and just questions as well as different signs going up around the community.
Wonderful. Lauren, good to have the student council involved. Sounds like that was a good part of the referendum and your whole goal there.
Yeah, we are really lucky. Again, Leah's been part of not only the student council, but she sits on our school board. So the River Valley School District has a student representative on the school board. All school boards can have them. We're just lucky enough to have one that's really bright and very involved. So Leah comes, gives us a report every month at the school board level, as well as then she gives out ideas and sits there through the meeting to give a perspective from the student, which I think is really important in student government to make sure that they understand their involvement really is heard. So it's been really nice. It's been really nice to have her this year step up and want to help us out with lots of different things.
Certainly. I was there one night for a basketball game and you were talking and your voice was going all over the school. I could hear you there, but you had an information meeting that night going on.
Correct. So we have had two information meetings thus far for the River Valley referendum that's coming up on April 2nd. And of course, my job is to inform people. I want to make sure everybody understands what's out there, what we're going for, but not to sway persuasion one way or the other, just to inform. So I'm there. I'm trying to make sure that every parent, every concerned citizen, make sure they understand what they are actually voting for.
Uh-huh. And it's been going pretty well then?
It has been going really well. At our first two meetings, I'd say attendance has been right where I wanted it to be. And what I really like about these community meetings is oftentimes the people coming to these are people that haven't been involved thus far. So it's maybe a grandparent that hasn't come to a meeting or somebody that hasn't been at a sporting event. And so they're coming in to make sure they're informed voters, either from the community as they don't have children yet or they've had children and now they're in a retirement age. So it's been a nice new group of people getting the information.
And again, when is your next meeting, Lauren?
Our next meeting is March 21st. So that's next week. And that's going to be held over at the middle school. So March 21st at 5:00 over at River Valley Middle School. And we'll have signs up so people can be directed where they could go.
If someone has already come to a meeting, it's probably, I mean, similar information every meeting, but probably some things can be different. Right?
Yeah, I had a nice young lady reach out just the other day. She said, hey, I was at that first meeting. Should I come back to the next meeting? And I said, you're welcome to come to any meeting. You can come to all of them. And her perspective was that maybe somebody from the community might ask a new question that would give her clarity. So again, they're welcome to come to any and all meetings that we're having, as well as we've really tried to bump up our social media by making sure we're informed with that. But we also have on rvschools.org, which is the district's website, many tabs that have given the last 2 years worth of kind of events that have led up to this point.
We'll move to the next student representative here. Maybe we can slide that microphone over just a little bit. And you are?
Hi, I'm Addie Lilla, and I'm a senior at River Valley. And next year, I plan on going to UW-Madison, and I'm going to major in communication sciences and disorders, and hopefully pursue a career in speech pathology.
Awesome. What inspired you to think about that as a career?
Well, it really had to do with the music program, and I've just always been interested in words and like language, and I think really just the way that we can vocalize has really like influenced me, and also Ms. Schenker, just like the whole music program, I just always wanted to do something like that, and I don't know, it just was really interesting to me.
Were you involved in the musical?
Yes, I was. I played Mama Murphy in Bright Star, and I did Mamma Mia last year and Newsies the year before.
Awesome. And I know you were out for girls basketball. How do you manage the time when you've got so much going on?
Well, it's not easy, but I do have a lot of support, and I don't know. It's just something that I've learned over time, and I've been a three-sport athlete all 4 years, so it's just kind of comes with time.
What would it be like to see a new auditorium someday in the front of River Valley High School there?
I think it would be really great. You know, I have a younger brother still. He's a freshman this year, and it'd just be really cool to see something like that. And I've also danced for 13 years and have had to go to either here or Reedsburg to perform, which, you know, you're up there like the whole week back and forth, and it'd just be really nice for like the younger generations just to not have to do that and just have a local, because we are a very, like the community, I feel like, values performing arts and arts in general. And I think it's just kind of odd that for such a involved community in the arts that we don't have a auditorium yet. So I don't know. That's why I think we should vote yes for that second question, especially just for the younger generations to have a space to express themselves and have the opportunities and the experience that I had.
Won't you be jealous though? I'm thinking, well, boy, I had to go to Richland Center and I had to go to Reedsburg for my dance. And
I mean, when they did propose it, I was like, this couldn't have happened like a few years earlier, but I think it would just be worth it to see the younger generations just have a space to perform and have success there, because our music program is really successful. I mean, our musical this year was nominated for the Jerry Awards, and we'll hear about that pretty shortly. So, I mean, there is success. It just, we need a space to have it, and that we've had so much success in the Guard with sewage flooding and and you know, APT, we're out there for just a few weeks, and we have to do most of our practice on a stage, and then all having to transfer it over in a few weeks. I think it would just really add to the performance and just the experience.
Mm-hmm. You got to pay rent to if you're at APT, don't you, Lauren?
We do. And what Addie's speaking to is we use the Guard at times before, but the Guard is also one of the oldest theaters around. And and they're speaking of a time where they had to do a lot of dress changes, like costume changes, I guess, in the basement. And there was a little bit of water and extra stuff showing up. So, I mean, they're speaking of old facilities that they're really trying to, you know, heighten as a need within the area. So, we do pay rent out to APT if we do utilize their space. A lot of people have said, well, you've got all these other spaces around you. Why ask the question? And I guess I would say within our advisory task force, which was around 75 people that came together, we heard loud and clear that we needed to ask this question. A lot of people have said, well, why don't you just fundraise it all? Well, fundraising $14 million is a lot, right? Like, that's incredibly difficult I guess I would say. And even in Sauk Prairie, where they've done some fundraising, they fundraised up to maybe 10% of a total cost back when they were looking at the River Arts Center. They're a much larger community, and they couldn't fundraise that amount. So we listened to the advisory task force. We wanted to be really respectful and make sure that we asked the question, because we felt that the families and the parents that were there deserved that respect to put it out on a ballot.
Do you kind of feel like it's now or never for the auditorium, or what do you think?
No, I don't ever say never. I think we're projecting out that we want to ask these hard questions, and once the community gives us that feedback, we know what we have to do next. So the night of the 2nd will be a long night for me, and then I'll focus on the 3rd, what my next steps are. So I'm really excited for the community to give us their best impressions of what River Valley should look like in the next 25 years. We took great stock in the community feedback that we were given. We made sure that we kept the prices within what they said on a community survey we should do. So we really want to make sure that the community knows this is not the district administration asking these questions. It was an advisory task force that told us what questions to ask. So again, these are the parents and the community members that are putting forward this vote. They give the information back to the school board, and the school board is kind of that conduit to get it out to the public to figure out what we should do next.
Let's move on to another student now. How about over on the other side of the room here? Who do we have up next?
Hi, I'm Ari Snow. I'm a senior at River Valley High School, and next year I'll be attending Luther College, and I'm undecided.
Okay, that's good. Why Luther College?
Well, it kind of runs in my family. I'll be fifth generation there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah. And it just seems like home to me.
So your dad is the band director, I take it?
Yeah, he is.
Mr. Matt Snow? Good.
That's him.
We know him well.
Yeah.
Was there some family pressure to join up and be a part of the musicals and band and choir and that kind of thing or not?
I wouldn't say pressure, more of just like, this is what we do and you're going to do it.
Mm-hmm. And you wanted to.
And I wanted to, too.
Yeah. Has it been fun?
Yeah, it's been a great experience and I like it.
Yeah, and how were you involved in the musical this past year?
In the past year, I played Daddy Murphy in the musical, which is an interesting character to play. I've never played a character like him. And the whole story is kind of like very emotional, and it's very different from anything that I've done before.
What are you hearing in terms of feedback from the students on the upcoming referendum and the possibilities there?
I'm hearing a lot of feedback is that we would like an auditorium, the students would, just to use it for such things as like, where's our list here? Yeah. For like even choir concerts, band concerts, where we have them in the gym right now, which is not ideal. A mock trial even, which is something I've tried this year as a first year. We don't have a space for that. And even FFA, that's a huge thing. We have a lot of presentations, scholarship night. That'd be great for that. Just a lot of multi-purpose different things.
Mm-hmm. Would graduation be in the auditorium someday then, Lauren? Or would that be a proposal?
Well, it could be for overflow. So what the auditorium would provide is a visual, almost like a live feed of graduation. Graduation in River Valley brings in about 2,000 people.
Oh, sure.
There's no way I could fit 2,000 people in an auditorium for us. The seat size is in the initial design is between 450 and 500 seats. We're really trying to keep it to more about performance than, you know, a grand place that could be utilized for 2,000 people. So again, that also helps us keep costs less, but it's not really a graduation space. But if people wanted to see a video of graduation and be in a more comfortable seat, they certainly would be welcome to utilize it at that time.
I see. Hey, what are some other things you're involved in at River Valley High School?
Well, I'm in the musical, I'm in choir and band, mock trial as well. I did soccer for 2 years, so it's freshman and sophomore year, and then for junior year, I did cross country.
Sounds like it's been a good high school experience for you.
Yeah, it's been very good. I've also been involved in the jazz band and many different honors choirs and bands.
Ari, teach us about mock trial. What is mock trial? A lot of people out there in radio land, right, they don't know exactly what mock trial is. If you could give them just an example of kind of what a day of mock trial might be. What's the competition like?
All right. Well, I'll give you a rundown of state. So it's a courtroom, which is a room, which looks like a court. You guys know what that is. And then you have your team, which plays one side, either the defense or the plaintiff. And there's a presiding judge who makes the calls about who's right and who's wrong. And then there's two scoring judges who write down your scores out of 10, and 10 being exemplary, very good, one being not very good at all. you have three lawyers, and they provide an argument for you, and then they present their witnesses, and objections can be made by the other team,
So when you go to mock trial competitions, are you then playing the lawyer's part? Are you playing the defendant's part? What part are you playing as a kid participating in the trial?
So the part I played in this last season was a German doctor by the name of Mikhail Aaron DeBerry. And Mikhail he talks like this. And, you know, he's the mushroom man. And the case is all about mushrooms and a false poisoning identification. And I am an expert witness, which so is Jacob here. So, yeah, I'm an expert witness.
Did you have to do the dialect and everything?
I did, yeah. I did the dialect.
Oh, that's awesome.
One of the things about the arts, and again, this Performing Arts Center that is being proposed, one of the things about the arts is it's a huge weaving of a lot of different skills. You guys can hear that Irie's like working on a dialect. He's working on his speech. He's working on memorization skills. He's working on so many different things. So it's kind of that combo of reading and writing and speaking and listening that really all come together. So when we think of the arts, it's no longer just with crayon and pen, right? The arts is performing arts. It's lots of different things. And one of the things that mock trial does is truly brings many of those skills together in an integrated way. So it's a great example of how the arts affect everyday jobs like a legal team that would represent you at the county courthouse.
So when you go to mock trial, do they give you the scenario when you get there? Do you know going in what it's all about?
Yeah, we get the case and the files a couple months in advance. So okay. You have time to memorize and prepare.
All right.
Your argument.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Well, let's move on. And you are?
I'm Ryan Kane. I'm a senior at high school, and I will be pursuing music education, vocal and instrumental at Luther College.
And you were here earlier, weren't you?
I was here, yes.
Yeah. You've been on the show before, so
yes.
you're an old veteran of the show. So.
Yes.
So how did it go for you in the musical this year?
It went very well. I was Daddy Kane, which is a little ironic because my last name is Kane, but I was Jacob's father.
Same spelling?
No, it was C-A-N-E. I'm okay. K-A-N-E.
So talk about what music program has meant to you during your high school years, if you would.
Yeah, so the music program, whether that's band or choir or chamber or jazz band or musical, it's been a community. You could call it a family. I do call it a family. It's a safe place to emote, to work through things that you've gone through in your day, and also to just have fun and be with people you trust and be in a space that you know is safe emotionally. Now, safe physically is what we're trying to work on. When you walk in the choir room, so next year we're projected, I won't be here, but next year we're projected to have 74 students in the River Valley High School choir,
which is
great. That's like 19% of the entire high school. And that's really impressive. Right now we have around 56. And we're bursting at the seams. There's not proper ventilation. We have students faint. The floor tiles are peeling. When it comes to practice rooms, there aren't any. We have tiny closets that are used for storage space that a student will have to try and weasel their way into. We have such a talented program, and I'm so grateful to have been in this program and involved in this program for 4 years of my high school career, but we don't have the space that is worthy for the talent we present. When Glassbrenner brought up, why do these people want a new space when they already have these spaces to travel to? Every event we have is an away game. We don't have a place to call home, and what we do call home isn't adequate for the talent we have. And I'm graduating, but I want the people coming in under me to have a space that they are proud of, that they feel that they deserve, because they do deserve a space better than what we have right now. And we're making it work. We have award-winning musicals. We have so many ensembles that go to state. We're doing amazing things, but we could be so much more amazing with updated spaces and better spaces. And when I look at these questions, what I want you all to know is that on question two, renovations to the choir and band room are solely on question two. So when you're voting for renovations, those renovations won't be happening to the choir and band room. And students are in there 100% of the day. It's not you have a class and then they're gone and then the room is empty. Students are in there for music history, music theory, band, choir, lessons. They're in there to TA. There's always students in this space, and this space just isn't adequate. So I ask you to really look at question two and think, do they deserve this? And the question is yes. The answer is yes.
When you were practicing for the musical, then, did you practice on the stage in the old gym?
Yes, we practice on the stage in the old gym, which is really difficult because we know we're going to be switching spaces when we perform. We don't get to practice in the place that we perform. So Leah tapes out and spikes the Touchstone stage on our stage, and it's really difficult to get it in your head because all you have are these lines on the floor and you're like, what are these? Like, how are these supposed to be steps? It's just like a block of tape. So I really do hope that at some point there will be a space that RV is worthy of.
Yeah. You'll be a proud alumnus coming back to see it if it passes, won't you? Anything, Lauren, you'd like to add?
Well, no. I think that's incredibly important that Ryan gets to share his perspective, and I'm so thankful that he's sharing it. I really love what he says about a safe place, right? There's physical space that's safe, and then there's emotional space that's safe. So those are two highlights that I really appreciate that he brought forward. But within that, I guess I would also like to say that while they're doing musical practices and such, that's connected directly to a gym. So there's basketball practice right beside musical practice, oh, yeah. Right? Like they're happening at the same time and there's no wall between. And that's difficult. And I just, again, people will say, well, I may do, you make do. Well, I hear you. And those are the perspectives that we hear. We just want to ask the community for further investigation of what could be, right? That's really what we're digging into. You don't see, I guess I'd say, that original high school structure, which the band and choir are in, were built in 1962. Anything from 1962 has had updates to it. And again, it's not ADA compliant as it sits there now. So we're also trying to take those ideas into factor so that we meet legal obligations of the American Disabilities Act to make sure that all spaces are meeting the needs of all learners. That's really important to us. So renovations have really not been about what we wish we could have, but more about what we need to do to meet the obligations set forth. I guess I'll even go back to like my family's original business. It's milking cows. It was a dairy farm. And if you look at the way they milked cows in the 1960s compared to how they milk cattle today, it's entirely changed. It's updated. Any farmer in our region knows that a stanchion barn is a lot more work than even a parlor or now even robotics that are used in dairy farms. So this is just getting us to the point of the updated technology that most schools have today.
Indeed. I'm almost as old as 1962, and I've had a few updates.
So. Yes, sir.
We'll be back with more of The Morning Show coming up in a moment. Welcome back to our morning show visit on WRCO. We've got some friends from River Valley. We have seniors and one junior. We have six seniors and one junior. And I don't want to say that District Administrator Lauren Glassbrenner is a senior or not, but
getting closer to being a senior citizen every day. That's for sure.
But we are talking about the district and the referendum coming up on April 2nd. Lots of important things on the ballot April 2nd, aren't there?
There are. And we've got two questions out there. And the first question speaks to making sure that everybody knows that $19.5 million is really pushed out there for ADA compliant restrooms. It's around ADA compliant locker rooms, renovating some technology education labs, especially our wood shop and our metal shop, renovating and getting some more flexible spaces for classrooms, especially 4K through 8, and really looking at infrastructure. It may not be real sexy, but there's a lot of pipes, there's a lot of plumbing, there's a lot of wiring, there's a lot of HVAC that goes into old existing structures. Our buildings have been well cared for, but there's just aging things that we need to fix. So it's the acquisition of the infrastructure changes, as well as some big changes to improve traffic patterns on our campus to make sure that everybody does that. In amongst that first question is the idea that our little early learning center, which is up in Plain, Wisconsin, would also close. And so then we would have 4K through grade 12 on one campus, which has not been done in River Valley before. So we'd really like to further consolidate there. That second question, and Ryan highlighted this well, is for 14.5. Yes, it is for a new, safe, secure entrance at our high school, new ADA compliant restrooms at the front of our high school. But it also has an additional space for the performing arts and renovating choir and band spaces. So we've separated those questions really carefully. We've wanted to make sure that people could find the information that they need. So I wanted to make sure they knew that. Again, these questions are for a 20-year note. This is for changing our tax rate, our mill rate, if you will, for 20 years. And I want to make sure people know that. And I also want people to know, if they really want to know personally, based on their tax bill, how much this is going to cost them. We have a calculator that's been prepared by our local financial advisor, and it's right on our website. So if you go to rvschools.org, kind of go to the referendum page and click. You can click on an actual real estate calculator where you could put in, my home is worth this. I'm going to click yes on this question, click yes or no on this question. On each question, you get that choice. And then it gives you your exact tax impact based on your property. So that calculator is available again out on rvschools.org as well.
Probably the most common question is my taxes and how much they'll go up, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, I get paid to think about what the district needs to be like and what systems are there to support it. And this is an infrastructure capital referendum. So this is about buildings, right? This is about the structures in which we live and learn every day. So it's my job to bring forward to the community this need. And I really want them to think really heavily about it, but also really engage in the information so that they are informed when they vote on April 2nd.
All right. We have another student that's going to slip up to the microphone here. And you, sir, are?
My name is Jacob Klein, and I am a senior at River Valley High School. And next year, I will be attending St. Cloud State University in Minnesota to major in meteorology.
Awesome. How did you get interested in meteorology?
Well, from a young age, I've been very interested in weather and all things weather, and watching the weather at night and checking the weather on my phone, keeping up with local meteorologists. So, yeah, I'm just really interested in it.
So do you think you want to be on TV as a TV weatherman?
Yes, that's my hope, is to be a broadcast meteorologist.
That's awesome, because a lot of them are very animated. And,
yes,
and
yep.
You can sing the weather, you know, with your River Valley background, right, and everything, can't you?
Yeah. So that's, again, a combination of performing arts with science. So that's a great example. And if people are aware of Alex Harrington, who's on a local weather station out of Madison, he is a River Valley alumni. So he graduated from River Valley. And again, it's that idea that you can take those performing arts talents and mix them in with something that you love, like science, mm-hmm. and push into the next career.
Have you had a chance to chat with Alex about
it? I actually have not, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
So maybe down the road.
Yeah, hopefully. Uh-huh. Yeah, that'd be great.
What are some other things you're involved in at RVHS?
I'm involved in the musical, mock trial, chamber choir, jazz band. I've been in baseball, not this year, but yeah.
What about mock trial? What part did you have there?
So I actually also played an expert witness like Ari did, and my... I had a very long name. I played the role of Francis Taylor Rodriguez Oberwinkler. And I was an expert mycologist in the case.
I had no idea that mock trial is all performance is involved in that too,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yep, it is. It's all performance from the attorneys, from the witnesses, from everyone.
How did River Valley do this year in mock trial?
So at our regional competition, we placed first out of 6 teams. And then at our state competition, we placed 8th out of 20 teams in the whole state of Wisconsin. And actually, Ari was selected as one of the top 10 best witnesses in the state. And then one of our attorneys, Gigi Brachio-Mauer, was selected as one of the top attorneys in the state. So that was really cool for them.
How can you use that experience maybe in future days, what you learned from like mock trial and things like that?
Well, yeah, I mean, with all the performance that is involved in that too, especially for like a career in broadcast meteorology and from experiences that I've had in musicals, I think that would be really helpful in down the road later in life when I would have to be doing those things. Having that experience is really helpful.
Awesome. Maybe WRCO can call you for the weather updates in the future. That'd be pretty awesome. So we appreciate you coming by to join us here today. Maybe we can slide the microphone over to our next subject here. And you are?
My name is Addison Bry. I am a senior at River Valley High School, and next year I'm going to Luther College to study something music.
Oh, awesome. Something music, vocal or playing something?
That's kind of the point where I get stuck because I love doing all of it. I love doing, like, I play clarinet, I play piano, and I love singing too, so it's like really hard for me to decide what to do.
So playing band, I see you guys at pep band playing and those things and concerts and things like that. That's got to be a real joy for you, it sounds like.
Yeah, it's really fun, especially pep band. Like, there's always, we have a little break in between. It's good to spend time with friends, and you get to watch the basketball game. You also get to play for them and support them and hype them up kind of for the game.
Is it fun when the alumni comes along? Because I know you have that part once in a while,
too. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, like, there's seeing all these alumni come back, and, like, they're looking at the band room. It's like, oh, my gosh. Like, some of this has changed, but a lot of it's the same.
The same.
But they come back, and they're like, oh, my gosh. Like, we were playing songs that we played, like 10, 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like when you get out there and you play those pep band songs that are from my era. That's my favorite part of it.
Yeah, we play a lot of older music.
Yeah, you
oldies.
Do.
Yeah, oldies. There you go.
Hey, I don't have any problem with that. So down the road, when you come back to River Valley High School, what will it mean if you see those updates, and what will that mean for the programs?
I mean, I think it would be crazy. I mean, like, coming back to the band room, seeing it completely different, it would be really cool to see how they change things, and like having an auditorium, like coming back to watch the musicals that they do in the future and all the performance that they do, because I do plan to come back and watch this stuff and like play an alumni pep band. It'd be really cool to see all these updates that have happened.
The Jerry Awards, can we ask you about that? Do you know about that?
Yeah, so the Jerry Awards, they go around Wisconsin and they look at musicals that schools do, and they nominate the musicals that they think are really good. We've been in the Jerry Awards for the past 2 years for Newsies and Mamma Mia, and we got nominated this year for Bright Star. We're not sure the results yet, but we're really hoping that we get back to the Jerry Awards. I mean, it's really cool. I mean, like, they just going to the Overture Center, getting to perform in that space, it's just like, this is what could be, like, we could have this awesome space to perform in. And it's just a really cool way to highlight what we do in the musical.
So that's awesome. So you actually go, you'll know that you won or if you didn't, but you go and you perform a piece of that musical down there?
Yeah, we pick a song to perform, like Newsies, they did King of New York, and last year for Mamma Mia, we did Waterloo. So, I mean, it's really cool to, like, get to show people in Wisconsin, like, this is what we do, and this is why we love it.
Awesome. That's phenomenal that River Valley's had that kind of success, Lauren.
Yeah. Again, these students are highlighting that we have the quality of programming that maybe doesn't quite match up with the quality of facility. Mm-hmm. Right. And so they have been highlighted across the state as having some of the best musical talent in all of the state of Wisconsin. And so it's just really cool for us to be a part of that. But we also want to make sure that the facility doesn't kind of become a barrier to their growth.
We have our lone junior here in the studio with us as well. It's about time to get him up here. And you are?
I'm Caleb Mays. Like you said, I'm a junior, so I don't have any immediate plans for the future. But I think once I get out of school, I would like to study musical performance for trombone.
Awesome. Trombone is the thing, huh?
Yep.
Did you ever play any other brass instruments?
No, not really.
Okay. So you took it up early on then, right away when you joined band?
Yeah, so my my dad plays trombone. My brother, my older brother, plays trombone. The first time I picked it up was in second grade, but then I got, you know, braces and it was not with the effort anymore. So when I really started practicing, it was sixth grade. So.
Awesome. And have you gone to solo ensembles? Have you been involved in that yet?
Yeah, I've been in solo ensemble since sixth grade. I've gone to state seventh grade through this year in solos and ensembles too, and like the jazz bands. The first year I started singing was actually this year. I sang in regular choir and in chamber, and I also did, I was in the musical. It's just been a really cool experience. I fell in love with it immediately.
What's your favorite kind of music to play then? Jazz?
Probably orchestral music.
Okay.
I'm in the Wisconsin Youth Symphony Orchestra in Madison too.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. And it all started at River Valley then?
Yep.
So how many classes do you have then with Mr. Snow? Do you have just the band class or do you have some music theory classes and things like that?
Yeah, with Mr. Snow, just bands. I also do jazz band after school on Mondays and Wednesdays.
Okay, that's an extracurricular then, isn't it?
Yep.
So, good.
What other extracurriculars have you been in, Caleb, throughout your history at River Valley High School?
So I do football and then I run track. I've gone to like math meets. I'm in math club. All that stuff, and I've done other like academic competitions, like in middle school and throughout high school too.
Track season has practice started.
Yep.
All right, you're underway with that. What events are you involved in track?
So in the past I've mostly run 400 and 800, and then I also do long and triple jump as well.
Okay. Well, good luck with that season.
Thank you.
Good. We're talking about River Valley and the great things coming up here in the district for this spring and also the referendum on April 2nd. And we'll be back with a final word, and maybe we can even convince them to sing another song for us. Coming up next. Wrapping up our morning show conversation about River Valley. And again, we just want to stress your upcoming meeting, information meeting. If someone has questions, it's the time to get out and find out more, Lauren.
It sure is. So on March 21st, which is at 5 p.m., again at River Valley Middle School in their Learning Center, we're going to have another referendum informational presentation. So I just encourage people to come out and really ask those questions that they're longing to get an answer to. So I'm really there. And if you're at home and you want to really study up, anything and everything's been on the RV School website. So again, that's rvschools.org. And there's lots of referendum information there too. I just don't want people to have questions unanswered. I want to make sure that they get their questions answered, whether they vote yes or no. I want to make sure they understand what they are voting for.
Okay. And Leah, you have a few things in terms of the auditorium, the Fine Arts Center, if indeed this does pass. What are some uses that you can see?
Yeah, so these are things that are already taking place either in small classroom spaces around the district, otherwise outside of the district, or in different businesses. And if question two would pass, these could all take place inside of the auditorium. So we have 10 music concerts a year, which host 400 students. We do high school musical rehearsals and performance, and there's about 40 to 60 students involved in that. Solo and ensemble every year for practice, and then also for the actual performance. That's, again, 40 to 60 students of both high school and middle school. There's middle school Shakespeare productions, which is 25 to 40 students. There's forensics team, mock trial team, school board meetings could take place, graduation overflow, like a video screen. We could do public speaking opportunities, senior night awards, athletic awards nights, FFA presentations, scholarship nights, staff meetings, and in-service activities, along with the baccalaureate student council meetings. So that's all within the district. And then for other community events that could also use the space would be River Valley Players, dance recital, so then they wouldn't have to travel to Richland Center or Reedsburg, like we said before. The Two Crows Theater Company performance, possible winter performances, village board meetings, rural musicians forum performances, church user ceremonies, adult workshops, and training opportunities, Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts, and community meetings. So as you can see, there's a lot of things going on at River Valley that we're just having to make use of the space we have. But just imagine what could happen if we had a dedicated space to perform that with the auditorium.
All right. Thanks, Leah. Lauren, anything else?
No, I think she did a great job. Again, I wanted to offer these students the opportunity to talk to the public around the needs. I can talk about it till I go, you know, red in the face, but I want to make sure that, again, I'm here to inform the public of these options. So please reach out to me if you have any questions. And again, I just wanted to highlight that our students have a voice. They are the future. Within rural Wisconsin, about 50% of people that graduate from their home district come back and move within 45 to 50 miles of that when they get out of college, whether they go to community, whether they go to a technical school, whether they go straight to a career, or whether they go off to a four-year college. So many of these kids will come back. I know it sounds shocking, but their children could be a part of the facilities that they're speaking of today.
Awesome. This is a rare opportunity for the morning show to have this many talented students in here, the brightest from River Valley, so they should leave us with a song. We started with a song, about finishing with a song. And Ryan, what are you guys going to sing today for us at the end here?
We're going to be singing August by Jacob Navarud.
All right. So members of the Richland Center, the River Valley Chamber Singers, here we go. Take it away.
She'll come at dusky first of day, white over yellow harvest song, upon her dewy rainbow way, she shall be strong. The little sigh of noon shall spray, tan on her ankles in the hay, shall kiss her
goodness. No music, all from memory, too. How about that?
Yep. talented. Again, there is the future of what Wisconsin schools are providing to our communities, and I'm just so proud. Again, I get the luckiest job in the world to be here to bring you the talent that's coming from the future of Wisconsin. Thank you to the people that have really helped these kids learn this. Again, Matt Snow, Becky Schinker, a shout out to Jason Hollenberger, who's our Mark Trial. Again, to Tony Cavagnetto, to Jen Snow, to the music educators that we have in our district and the people that really work on performing arts, River Valley is truly a place to be.
And again, go around the room here and tell us who just sang that.
Yes, we've got, go for it, sir.
Ari Snow.
Mm-hmm. Ryan Kane.
Jacob Klein.
Addison Breyer.
Kilo Miz.
Addie Lilla.
Leah Drachenberg.
And Mr. Glassbrenner.
Mr. Glassbrenner.
Proud, proud, proud man of River Valley School District.
We kept his mic off during the song. So. Nice job. Good to have members of River Valley Schools here, and we'll have more coming up tomorrow on The Morning Show.